It's very deep indeed. A free header in. Goal to the USA. It's Wombeck. It had to be Wombeck.
She finished this one. Oh, it's a splendid goal. Alex Morgan. 3-1 USA.
Okay, I watched most of the game yesterday. I still get chills listening to that. That is the two goals made by Abby Wambach and then Alex Morgan that brought the score up to 2-1 and then 3-1. And 3-1 was the final score yesterday when the women's U.S. Women's World Cup team earned a place in the World Cup finals. They beat France 3-1. On Sunday, in the final game of the tournament, the U.S. will go head-to-head with Japan. Japan defeated Sweden yesterday. If the U.S. wins, they will become the first team, the first women's team, to win the Women's World Cup three times. Michelle Vopel, reporter for ESPN.com, welcome back.
Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you to be talking about this, because the last time we talked about it, we were looking ahead to this game with France. And you were saying, well, the U.S. is probably the better team than France is, and that appears to have held true.
I think, let's put it this way, they are a winninger team. if you watch the whole game, it was interesting because France definitely, I mean, they have an amazing midfield, and the United States doesn't. When you look at the past history of who the United States midfield was, though, it was Michelle Akers and Julie Foudy, which is a really, really hard legacy to live up to. But what happened yesterday was the game itself wasn't, the match itself wasn't similar to Sunday's match. The fact that the United States could bring in some substitutions and change the course of play was similar, and that's what we saw yesterday. France really outplayed the United States for a lot of that match, but the United States was able to find a way to win and win by two goals. So that's what, in fact, after the game, one of the French players said, they're like a steamroller. You think you're doing well against them, and all of a sudden they flatten you. And that's what U.S. has been like.
It does seem like France outplayed the U.S., and yet the U.S. still outscored them.
Absolutely.
That's what it came down to.
You look at the fact that the United States didn't dominate midfield play at all in that match yesterday. But they did end up having, you know, they have, I think, the best goalkeeper in Hope Solo, and then they have one of the best players in the air that's ever existed in women's soccer in Abby Wambach.
Who's emerging as kind of the hero of this series. We're speaking with Michelle Vopel, reporter for ESPN.com. Let's talk a little bit about the game between Japan and Sweden and what it tells us about what kind of opponent Japan will be on Sunday.
They are very technically a good soccer team, but they're also one of the best teams in terms of the fact that there's no one or two players that you're going to say, oh, these are the ones that are going to beat us. Their flow in a match has been able to beat Germany, the two-time defending World Cup champion who is playing on their home soil, and Sweden, which is the team that beat the United States. So in no way is the United States going to underestimate Japan. They have played so well as a team throughout this entire World Cup, and it's such a big deal to their country, too. I think that's one of the neatest things about this matchup. It's gotten the United States, people have gotten interested again in this World Cup, which is great, just like they were in 1999. But it's also a point of national pride to a country that's been through a horrific tragedy. And I think that a lot of those emotions are going to be in play on Sunday when they meet for the championship.
Well, you've touched on something there, Michelle Vopel of ESPN.com, that I actually heard coming from a German soccer fan or football fan, what you'd call it there, saying that the United States doesn't deserve to win the Women's World Cup for the third time because the United States doesn't appreciate this team. Do you think that's true?
You know, the United States probably doesn't appreciate, I think a lot of people would say, doesn't appreciate any team until they win, you know, until they grab them. And you might say that's the case worldwide. But I don't know that that's entirely fair. You know, women's sports always has to struggle more for appreciation. It doesn't matter what country it's in. And frankly, you know, in 99, after that World Cup, there was a huge amount of enthusiasm in it, and it kind of ebbed away. But this group of players, and they're completely separate, you know, from the stars of 1999, have captured the United States' attention on their own. So I think it's not really fair to say the U.S. isn't appreciating them. It seems to me like they're getting a lot of appreciation, and they really deserve it.
And to a certain extent, soccer is one of those sports that may actually be able to succeed where others haven't. People make claims about the physical differences that make women's football maybe less exciting, or women's basketball, because they're shorter, less exciting, and they can't slam dunk the way a man can. But in soccer, those differences seem to kind of fade away.
I actually think you're right about that, and I think that especially for a United States audience, and you know, I mentioned this last time I talked to you, that doesn't tend to view soccer in sort of like a machismo lens, like it happens in a lot of other countries. I do think that when Americans watch soccer, they probably, to the point that they enjoy soccer at all, they probably enjoy men's and women's soccer very similarly, which is they want to see the United States win in it, and they appreciate goals. You know, that's what Americans appreciate, and that's what they fixate on, as opposed to the playmaking that leads to goals.
Plus, a lot of people say in the women's soccer game, you don't get all the drama, the flopping around, the pretending to be really injured, the fake injuries, those kind of things that you get in men's soccer. Is that true?
Although, of course, we did get that in the USA-Brazil match. But you're right. I think there does tend to be less of that. There does tend to be less of the, you know, gamesmanship, if you will. And I do think people appreciate that. And it's also, interestingly enough, why the German crowd turned against Brazil in that matchup, and because of the gamesmanship, they didn't appreciate that, and they were actually rooting, you know, very vociferously for the United States, which I think made people feel pretty good. We're not used to being rooted for in other countries.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan, so I think the U.S. will win on Sunday, but Michelle Volpe, you're an expert. Who do you think, the United States or the Japan, come the final game on Sunday?
I think the United States experience as a country in this matchup, having gone, you know, in World Cup finals before and won them, probably is going to carry them through. But I think it's going to be actually a very excellent match to watch.
I will be watching. Michelle Volpe will probably be watching as well, reporter for ESPN.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about the U.S. Women's World Cup team, they beat France yesterday 3-1. That means the final game of the tournament will be the U.S. v. Japan.